This is Chris Corey. I'm chair of the coordinating committee. This is the coordinating committee meeting for Pacifica for the date of June 30th, 2021. This meeting is designed for the purpose of putting together the agenda for the regular monthly meeting. Unfortunately, the monthly meeting wasn't posted. Regular monthly meeting wasn't posted in time. So, at the suggestion of the chair of the PNB, this is instead going to be for setting the agenda for the first meeting of the year, which is technically a special meeting. Going to be.
Hi, this is Alex. I just got on.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for coming.
Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, and we're just starting the meeting now. We haven't taken the roll yet. Thank you for coming again. So the July 8th meeting is going to behave very much like a regular meeting, although it's not posted that way, nor should it be. So with that having been attended to, Madam Secretary, could you possibly take the roll for us?
Absolutely. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey, present. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. I don't hear Vanessa. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Lyndon Foley, present. Sandra Rowland.
I'm here.
Sandra Rowland, present. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Lawrence Reyes, present. James Sagerton. James Sagerton, I don't hear James. And Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Alex Steinberg is here, and Polina Vasiliev is here. Chair, we have quorum.
Wonderful. All right, so let's just go down the draft agenda. I mentioned to Polina earlier that lovely Microsoft Corporation seems to have disabled my license. It must have expired, so I can't edit my copy of the document. I'm going to have to take hand notes on the agenda. But I believe that our secretary can edit her copy, and so we'll work off of that. And then I'll just send her whatever notes I've garnered, and we'll come up with something. So we have all the preliminaries on the agenda. This is for the meeting of July the 8th. There's the call to order, roll call, and we don't have any closed meeting stuff to read out, I don't believe, right? We haven't had any since...
We do.
Well, we're going to have a closed meeting.
Right, but do we have a report out to read out from the last...
Yes, we do.
Okay, so that remains. Excused absence, identifying timekeepers, agenda approval. It's listed as 20 minutes, but it's probably somewhat simpler this time, unless you think otherwise, Alex.
No, it should be about the same.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it then. Then we approved the minutes from the last open session of date. You told
That's
me...
That's June 10th, 2021.
June 10th. Okay, so that's an item. I deleted some items from mine. The next one I have up is the IED report from Lydia Brazone. I'm not sure whether Lydia has anything to report, but I would imagine that she would.
Yeah, she definitely will.
Okay, and I know that Anita will.
Yeah, and Anita will, and we're going to have a report on the audit.
Yes.
Of course.
Alex, just as an aside, is it your understanding that those got submitted?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
They were submitted to the AG today.
Wonderful. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. Thank you very much.
Chris, this is Polina. Question, because I'm taking notes. So the preliminary items are 5 minutes. Agenda approval, we said 5 minutes, right?
No, it's listed as 20 right now.
Oh, okay. So I guess I'll put 20. Minutes approval shouldn't take more than 3, right?
Right.
Okay, then how much time for Lydia's report?
Probably, unless, Alex, it's listed as 10. Do you think that's sufficient?
Keep it at 10. If we need more, we'll ask for more.
Okay.
For the audit, do we need more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll probably want to spend a half hour or so discussing the audit.
Okay, so let's up that one to 30 for the ICFO report.
I mean, that could be like a joint report from the ICFO and the audit committee, in fact.
Right. Mm-hmm. So audit committee would be 8A, so we can combine that.
You could sort of combine the two, I think.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Chris?
You'll have to phrase that in the agenda. Alex can improvise his way through that if you can't figure it out, Paulina. But if you
now
can.
the other thing I'd like to do at least for the public part of the meeting is to invite the National Election Supervisor back to give us just to go through like a wrap up of the referendum. We won't know the results, but she can at least tell us how many people voted and give us breakdowns and things like that.
Okay. When's the deadline for that? I thought it was the first week of July. I see what you mean. It'll be over by then, by the 8th.
Well, the voting will be over, but the tabulation of the votes will take a few days, as far as I know.
Right. When is the voting over, Alex? Remind me again. Is it the 5th, 6th,
it'll
the 7th?
It'll be over the day before we meet.
July. Okay.
Yeah. It's on the 7th. It's my birthday. I remember that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good. So okay. we won't know the results yet, but it would still be useful if Renee gave like a final report on on the statistics, maybe also on the costs and all that kind of stuff. I think that
maybe
would be
we
useful.
Could squeeze that in between the IED report and the ICFO report, Alex. Do you think that way we can just focus on the audit when Anita gets to her section. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, could you handle that? Paulina is putting it between online.
Done. Yeah, that would be item 5 on my.
Okay.
I mean, this is conditional on her being available. She might be.
Of course.
She might be carrying a pair out that day, so I don't know.
How much time for this item?
For Renee's report, I'd say like 20 minutes.
Okay, got it. Then we got committee reports. We already discussed audit. We're going to combine that with the ICFO report. So we'll do like an audit report, basically. I think that would make sense. We'll just make it an audit report.
We could also invite the auditor himself. I don't know if he can make it, but it's a possibility.
Sure. I love that idea.
Yeah.
So we want to invite auditor and Renee.
Yeah.
We also want to invite Eileen.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Got it. Under the committee reports. So we got coordinating. That's fine at 5 minutes. Finance committee. You know, I'm not sure that we've actually met since the last meeting. We've been postponing it to try and make room for Anita to finish up the audits. I don't believe that we have anything to report.
Well, I know James wanted to have an item on the Texas budget.
Okay.
I don't know. I assume that the Finance Committee passed it or something.
Yeah, I guess that has taken place since the last. Okay, yeah, we had one meeting. You're right. That's right. We met like 2 days after the last meeting.
Yeah, I don't know why he's not at the meeting. I know he was intending to be at this meeting. I don't know. Something must have come up.
Yeah, I specifically asked him when he asked if we were going to cancel that one. And I remember thinking at the time that it was unusual for him to ask to cancel a meeting, so maybe he had a conflict of some sort.
That may be, yeah.
Let's see. Go ahead and leave finance on there with an item for discussion of the KPFP budget. I'll get in touch with James, and then I'll forward what I get from you, Paulina. Okay?
Sounds good.
And I can tell you that
there's
nothing to report from strategic planning or personnel because we've been on a hiatus for the last few weeks.
Okay. So we have governance up next. Is there anything to report from governance, Lawrence?
No. If there is, give me about 5 minutes just in case I have to go back to my notes.
Okay. And then we have personnel, also you.
No, there'll be nothing to report.
Personnel doesn't have anything to report.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that, Alex? I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, I just said the same thing.
Okay. Okay. And then programming.
Lawrence is on programming. He should be able to say
something. There wasn't nothing actionable. So I don't know if there's going to be a report. I still haven't gotten one.
Okay. All right. So we'll call
But you guys did have a public comment session for the first time, I believe, in a while. Or I don't even know if that even has precedent. So you might want to, you might want to just at least give it a
short. I'll get with that.
I'm not erasing anything right now. I'm just putting NA for those committee reports that we don't expect anything from. That way, you know, I mean, we can always clean it up later. I'll send the draft of this agenda to all. To the committee before sending it out to everybody, obviously.
Okay. We already have strategic planning. The ad hoc loan committee, I don't believe, is met. So I don't expect anything there either. The development task force, I always end up having to contact Nancy. It'd almost be helpful to have her on the call, but I know that it's a lot to ask. I'll contact her again, see if she's got anything.
Nothing from the COVID task force.
Okay. And then we have our unfinished business. Do we have anything left over from the last meeting, Alex, to the best of knowledge?
We're gonna have a bunch of stuff to deal with in closed session, but I can't discuss that here.
Of course. Do we want
What should I put down for time for committee reports in total?
Oh boy, I don't think this is going to take more than 30 this time, Paulina. Honestly,
probably less. But let's give it. Should we give it 30, Alex? Everyone, this is just an approximation.
What's the total time so far you got?
So far, the total time I have is actually 10 minutes. Five for governance and five for...
No,
that's not true. Sorry. We have finance, governance, and programming possibly briefly. So the KPHC budget, right? That's the only major item.
I'm just trying to keep track of the total time for the open session.
The open session right now, let me tell you. Right now I have 5, 2 hours. I have an hour and a half without the committee reports.
All right. Well, we'll try to. I think we should try to keep the committee reports. We should streamline them because we're probably not going to get to everything. You know how these things go. We have to have a full closed session also. So it's going to be a very it's going to be a very busy evening.
Yeah.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I don't think governance is going to have a committee report. I'm looking through my notes now, and there's nothing actionable to report to the PMB.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence. Let's see. If we have no unfinished business, I'm not sure about new business either. I haven't seen anything floating up yet. But we're going to, 2 hours, 5:30, 7:30. That leaves us plenty of time for a closed session. We could do, do you want to do a time certain for this, Alex?
Time certain would be, I guess, 10:30.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to discuss the closed session if we need to call back in?
Can't we do that by email?
I guess we could.
I guess we could,
just by using the coordinating committee email address.
Couldn't we just turn off the stream so that we could go into closed session and discuss the closed session for the meeting?
I guess we could do that.
Because this is an open line.
Any email that I get that's of importance gets buried amongst all those other emails that are unimportant.
Okay, I think we could do that. This is not a phone number and access code that's being advertised to the public.
No, it really isn't.
So I don't see any reason why we can't just. We'd have to vote on it, of course, but if we agree to do that, we can go into closed session and just get off the stream.
Okay, let's close out the agenda first. Are there any additions or changes beyond which we've discussed so far?
I have a question. So if it's it looks good to me. I think I have all the notes. And by the way, Chris, I shared the Google Doc that I'm working in with you.
Okay.
So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to work, by the way. I have a good interface with Google at work here.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. If there's no additions or changes, then that we're going to wrap that item up. Alex, I'm sorry, I'm bad on procedure. Do we formally adjourn this to get out of this?
I think we just take a vote to go into closed session.
Okay. All right. So there's a motion on the floor.
Chair, I think we need to also cut off the stream, right?
Yes. Yeah, we'll cut it off as soon as the motion is either approved or denied. So there's a motion on the floor to take this meeting into closed sessions. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing no objections, the open part of this meeting is adjourned, and we will move to closed session.